This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Now, here's Mr. Great Outdoors, Greg Wagner.
Woohoo! Best of the morning to you. All right, CSAT. There you go. How you doing today? The sun will rise. We've had some precipitation. Life is grand, man. Greg Wagner with you here. This is your, it is your Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network and Fremont's Big Dog Country Radio Stations, online at myboomerradio.com. Our show is brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska. Good morning, Terry, Chris, and family. Oak-Creek-Club.com. We have Cubby's Convenience Stores. Hello to the good folks that I frequent at 92nd and Mormon Bridge Road, Highway 75 in McKinley. 35 stores Cubby's has. Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota. See all those at Cubby's.com. They've got Godfather's Pizza and Chester's Chicken. Ooh, I'm there. There you go. And then, of course, we have Stoysich Chops with Sausage in our Great Outdoor Radio Show family. Stoysich.com, 24th at Bancroft, 130th and Arbor Streets. Waiting in the wings with weather is Ken Stoysich himself. The Ken Stoysich, the original. You like that, Ken?
Yeah.
He's laughing in the background there. So I appreciate you. On the board is the Dean of Nebraska Radio. This man right here is responsible for more radio careers in the metro throughout Nebraska and then nationwide. Shout out to Kevin Kugler. I have to do that. Neil, you are responsible for all of us. Neil Delkin, everybody, on the board. King of radio. Yes, you're responsible for me. The mentor. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. There you are. And we appreciate Neil Delkin being here. Nick Burris in the background. Wave, Nick. Two studios back. There you go. Nick will put up a podcast of the show, a recording of the show on myboomerradio.com just immediately upon completion, just after 10 o'clock. So if you have to go do something or what have you, you can pick up part of the show, the whole show, myboomerradio.com. We have a podcast link right there. Very, very special guest today in studio. First-time guests here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. We have Dr. Kurt Kelly, Dr. Kurt Kelly, Elkhorn Chiropractic. He's a chiropractor, but what you are going to learn about Kurt Kelly, he spends more time outdoors than I think a lot of us do. He is a graduate of the University of Nebraska Lincoln School of Natural Resources, Forestry, Fisheries, and Wildlife degree. Worked for Cabela's for 12 years, Doc?
Yes, sir, that's true.
And worked for Wyoming Fish and Game Department as well.
Yes, sir.
And then chiropractic school, 15 years as a chiropractor?
Yes.
Yep. You have quite the resume.
It's a fun time.
I want the wildlife guy working on me. I'm telling you that right now. And then we also welcome to the microphone a guy that I should have had on years ago, but we have him now. Better late than never. We have Doc's son, Dr. Kurt Kelly's son, Zach Kelly from Mahoney State Park.
Good morning.
Thank you. Zach Kelly is one of the superintendents at Mahoney State Park, the busiest, most attended state park of the 70-plus area Nebraska State Park System. There is no rest for the weary at Mahoney.
That's very true.
I told you that I would buy your book someday because it'll be more interesting than one I would write by far.
I'll start writing it. So
start.
I got one sold now.
And let's ask you, Zach. Yeah, there you go. Let's ask you, Zach. Today is Nebraska's free fishing and state park entry day. And I know that Rich Berger, the conservation officer, would want me to say that no fishing permits, no park permits today, but all other fees and regulations do apply. It applies to residents and non-residents if folks want to come across the river and sample the good life at Mahoney State Park.
Yep.
And you've been a little busy out there too, haven't you, with the pandemic?
It's been an interesting time for us, yeah, for sure. We've been doing a lot of projects that we normally wouldn't have the opportunity to do. So
we have excited. The Go Apes Rope Course open?
Go Ape High Rope Adventure Course, okay. Yes. Very cool. If you haven't come out and done it, it is amazing. I think their highest feature is about 53 feet off the ground up in the trees. So
I was on that thing, you realize.
Oh, 58-year-old
Greg Wagner. I almost needed to see your dad when I was done. Trust me. Tree stands and safety harnesses and not a problem. But it's a little higher than
it's a ways
16
up there.
Feet.
But they run you through the course and teach you how to do everything.
It's a great time.
Yeah.
It's very fun. It's a lot of fun. What else is available at Mahoney State Park since we have you for folks to, when the sun does come up this afternoon, to get out and enjoy?
You know, I think the big thing today, since our pool closed last weekend, will be the paddle boats and marina. Paddle boats are open. We're going to try to keep them in the water as long as we can until we have to start ice fishing. so paddle boats are the big thing today. The other thing that we just added to the park recently is Heartland Bike Share. We have one of those bike sharing programs where you can come and rent the bikes and ride them through the park. That has been a very popular feature for us, and it blows my mind how many people ride the bikes. Every day I see somebody on one of those bikes.
That's awesome. That's good to hear.
And you know how hard bikes are to find right now. I don't know if you guys have looked, but kind of hard to find. But we have them at the park. Come out and rent them.
You're deep cleaning everything in between guests at the park that are utilizing things in a hands-on way, and obviously encouraging people to distance and in the crowd settings to wear a mask.
Correct, yep.
Goes without saying. Appreciate you coming along for the ride, big time.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, and you're quite an outdoorsman as well. Your dad really is, but I give your dad credit for creating an outdoors person and also a conservation professional, a state park resource professional.
Yep, for sure.
Good awesome. Job, Dad.
Thanks.
And Tammy. Good morning, Tammy.
Can't forget her. She's
Polly, my wife. Good morning, Polly. Polly, Tammy, they run things, Doc. We think we do.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. If we're wise, we just sit back and let them do their job, and then we know what to do.
There you go.
It's perfect.
All right. Now it is time for us to check the weather. Only on this program does the butcher do the weather. That would be Ken Stoicich of Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor Streets, Stoicich.com. We give a round of applause because we have sausage in studio.
Yes.
We'd like to share it with you out there, but, well, we're sampling it for you. Ken Stoicich, so you gave us rain. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And now you're going to part the skies this afternoon, early evening.
Yes.
Sunshine. And tomorrow, quite a day, too.
Yes, got some beautiful time ahead of us. Gosh darn, it was so gloomy this last week. I can't believe it. But we got the sun coming out this afternoon, and then tonight, dark, of course. And then tomorrow, we got another sunshiny day, and it looks like the rest of the week is just going to be just a perfect week. It's unbelievable.
I'm going to be seeing you bow hunting.
Good.
Yep, I think adult, mature white-tailed doe needs to come to Stoicich House of Sausage.
Yeah, bring them in there, because weather's just going to be perfect for you. Just 70s.
I'll be morning hunting, so morning lows looking at probably high 50s, 60 maybe.
Yeah.
Not quite that.
That's about it, and the highs during the day, about 70, high 70s, low 80s. And
beauteous.
Beautiful summer week.
There you go.
In the fall.
And we had a little taste of late fall this week.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
We needed the precipitation, so.
Oh, yes. We needed that so bad. My grass is actually green now.
You have to mow, finally.
Oh, no.
Get the cobwebs off that Toro. That simple.
Yeah, that's terrible. We're going to have to actually do yard work.
Have you seen any deer come in yet? Have you had any come in yet?
We had a couple of them come
have
in.
Have you? So far. How are they looking?
Very good.
Good.
Very good. Nice and
Nebraska,
healthy.
Nebraska, Iowa deer?
This is Nebraska.
Okay, good.
It was a bow, and it was a...
Buck or doe?
It was a nice little doe.
Good.
Beautiful little thing.
Help the farmer. Good.
Yes.
What are we grilling? What time shall I be over? You always tell me the time, and no one's ever there and answering the door.
You just figured that out?
Takes Greg Wagner a while. He's pretty thick.
Well, we gotta get some more sausage on the grill this weekend because the sun's shining and then that makes it nice easy. Get some of those smoked or cooked sausages, and so it just takes about 15 minutes to warm them through, and then get on with your yard work.
What sausage have you brought in today that we're sampling?
Oh, we got smoked Danish onion, and then we have the
Neil Nelkin says thumbs up.
Then we have the Swiss brats, which has a little touch of jalapeno in them.
I like that.
Isn't that good?
Yes. You knew I would like that, but
Yeah, everybody else has got the jalapeno and cheddar. We said, well, let's go Swiss.
Something a little different. Cool.
Something different.
Available at both stores.
Yes, sir.
130th and Arbor to the north and east of 132nd and Center. And then just north of 24th and Vinton is 24th and Bancroft, the original Stoicich House of Sausage, where you are, the lovely Michelle out west, of course.
Yes.
And Stoicich.com on the internet. Still doing much catering? There's some football parties and things going.
Yeah, and we get it all ready for them. They can come down, pick it up, and go. We can't do any
right.
house catering, but
right.
we can get everything ready for you.
Very good. And phone numbers for both locations?
333-7277 for out west and 341-7260 down south.
Hours for both locations?
Open until 5:30 today, and out west we're open until 6 o'clock, just in case you missed us down south.
All right. Final thoughts? Anything you want to say?
Just have a beautiful week. It's going to be a great one.
There you go. Grill. Yeah, there you go. All right. Thank you, Ken Stoicich. Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor. And then Stoicich.com to get particulars on the internet. Thank you for being here, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
I will see you very soon.
I hope so.
All right. That takes us to our first time out on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. When we come back, chiropractor Dr. Kurt Kelly of Elkhorn Chiropractic and Zach Kelly of Mahoney State Park after this.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoicich with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoicich for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very, very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
The menagerie goes. Thank you for being here. Great Outdoor Radio Show on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network. Fremont's Big Dog Country Stations, myboomerradio.com show being brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska. Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor. Cubby's Convenience Stores, again, 35 locations in Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota. My Cubby store is at Highway 75 in McKinley, but there are stores in Blair, Utan, all over the place. Cubby's. All right, special guest today, Dr. Kurt Kelly, Elkhorn Chiropractic. He's a chiropractor. He's got a wildlife degree. How cool is that? Worked at Cabela's forever. I'd have been divorced if I'd have worked at Cabela's because I'd have said, no paycheck. Take it and trade at the end of the shift. Friends of ours know that, know me out
there.
That's
the
way
it works.
Yeah, then we have Zach Kelly, who's here representing the Eugene T. Mahoney State Park near Ashland, Nebraska's premier state park. If you can't find something there you like, you're not looking hard enough. I mean, it's just that simple. Zach, you got one other thing to say about the park before we get too far down the line. What was that?
Oh, I was just going to throw in our tag there for the Venture Park region at some point here. But yeah.
Do it!
So Venture Park region, for those that don't know, is your region for Omaha and Lincoln. It includes Mahoney State Park, Platte River State Park, Schramm, and Louisville State Rec area. So definitely go and check those out today. You've got like Greg said, we've got that free park injury permit to get in today. Go check it out. Yeah. There's a lot of cool things.
If you've not been to these venture parks, the Platte River Parklands, I call them, you haven't been there in a while, you're missing out. I started working at the Exarban Aquarium. It's now Tram Education Center. You need to see that, folks.
For sure.
It's you amazing. Need to check out Louisville Lakes. It's recovered well from the floods. And I think the water playground probably is being taken out because it's after Labor Day, but did some lake renovation work down there recently. And then we have Platte River State Park, of course, where I started working a long time ago as well. Quiet nature type park, a lot of things to see and do. And then the Grand Crown Jewel Mahoney State Park. So, and they're hop, skip, and a jump away from each other, aren't they?
All 15 minutes.
And there's lots of new features at each of them, so check them out.
Yeah, for sure.
Good job, Zach. Dr. Kurt Kelly, chiropractor, your debut here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, your family.
Well, I've been married to my wife, Tammy, for nearly 30 years.
Congrats.
Coming up on the 30th anniversary. That's been the biggest blessing in my life. Got two sons, Zach, of course, right here. Very proud of both of them. And then my younger son, Isaac, who works at Top Golf, one of the new fun ventures here in Omaha.
Oh, yeah. Kind of. That's a hot new thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wonder if my hunting buddy, Rich Bergwin, would want to go there. We better stick to shooting and doing that stuff.
You know, it's interesting. Even people that aren't real hardcore golfers like to go there. But
because the nets will catch that hook in that slice.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a neat facility.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. Yep.
Yeah, Mahoney State Park has a driving range as well.
Yes, right? They do.
Correct. And mini golf, which we put a lot of work in.
I can do the mini golf. Yes.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Lots of fun. Lots of fun.
Keeps my score under 100 when I play the mini golf deal.
Yeah. People tell me, Greg, 10 strokes. If you reach 10, yeah, I'm not on the green yet. Pick up the ball. 10-stroke rule, Greg. All right. So I'm going to ask you. So you've got this extensive wildlife and conservation background, and in the outdoor business world at Cabela's, you transition from that into chiropractic care. You go to school to be a chiropractor.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Well, it wasn't an easy decision to make because I loved working at Cabela's. That was a lot of fun. But truth is that, you know, chiropractic had been so good to me personally. And I had a chiropractor that was a mentor and a friend of mine. It took just only a short time of 6 years to convince my wife that this was a good idea. We're going to leave a good paying job. We're going to go back to school. Start over.
I love it. Yeah, actually.
And relocate and open another business. And it was amazing. So she was on board just after 6 short years of whining and pleading and begging. And she came around. She worked for the chiropractor for about 10 of the 12 years that we were there.
Oh, so she knew the ins and outs.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of hoped that she might be, but she said, no, she's also a radiologist. She's a bad tech. Let me put it that way. That's more accurate.
There you go.
Thank you.
Did you have an incident where you needed chiropractic care at all, Doc, or just grew up knowing this guy and had developed a passion for it?
No, actually, it was late in my college career that I had a need for a chiropractic event. Let me put it this way. Sitting a lot isn't good for bodies, right? And in college, you tend to sit a lot, especially when you're trying to finish, you know, at the end of school. And so I found that my low back started to hurt terribly. And I was driving a cute little sports car around, and that didn't seem to help things. And so a chiropractor helped me tremendously. Drove all the way from Lincoln to Kearney to get adjusted, if you can imagine that. Yeah, passed a lot of good chiropractors to do that. But found a great one in Kearney. He took good care of me, and then became friends with another guy out in Sydney when I was still working for Wyoming Game and Fish, driving back and forth across Wyoming and Nebraska. Man, driving long distances with low back pain is not fun.
Ooh.
Yep. Yep.
And you went to college with Dudley Sorensen, conservation officer. Good morning, Dud. And with Nebraska conservation officer Mike Lubin.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Saunders County.
Excellent guys.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Yeah.
Stories of the game wardens. Some that shall be told and some not.
we'll keep it pretty tame here this morning for those guys, because they have some dirt. But I'll tell you what, Mike was tough to hang around with.
We all do.
You know that.
Pardon me?
In college, Mike was really tough to hang around with. You know why?
There's a sigh.
You know why?
We got to deal with him now. I've dealt with him for 41 years.
Anytime Mike was around, the girls wouldn't talk to anybody else. They just wanted to talk to Mike.
It's still that way.
That's exactly the way it is.
It's still that way. So, good morning, Mike Lubin. Just that simple. Talking with Dr. Kurt Kelly, Elkhorn Chiropractic. He's a chiropractor. Extensive fish and wildlife background. Phone number for you to call in, ask a chiropractic question. Maybe you have a question about Mahoney State Park or the Venture Park system for Zach Kelly, Park Superintendent at Mahoney. 402-553-1490. Yes, Great Outdoor Trivia round number one is coming up. 402-553-1490. All right, Doc. Going into the break here. The outdoor crowd, I always say, are contortionists.
Oh, yeah.
We do things our bodies shouldn't do. We're picking this up, lifting that, climbing that tree, riding on ATVs, yep. Hitting holes, all that good stuff.
Yep.
You got to help us in the outdoor crowd. We need preventative maintenance from you, the chiropractor. We don't want to see you, but I know you have some good tips that will help us to stay safer in the field. After these messages,
you're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very, very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoor Radio Show on Boomer and Big Dog. MyBoomerRadio.com. Show brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club. Cubby's Convenience Stores. Stoicich House of Sausage. On a somber note, just want to pass along our condolences and deepest sympathies. Lincoln Police Officer Investigator Mario Herrera will have his funeral at 10 today at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and also to the family of Troy Bailey, who was an avid outdoors person, big time in the outdoor community, Lancaster County Sheriff, who passed away this past week. So condolences going out to that family as well. Special guest today on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, Dr. Kurt Kelly of Elkhorn Chiropractic. That's his biz. And then his son is with us, Zach Kelly, Mahoney State Park. All right, Doc, here we are, the outdoor crowd. We do things our bodies should not be able to do, but we do them, and then we're like,
Exactly.
I need to go see Doc. So let's talk about some preventative things, and I'm going to ask you to draw on your experience from elk camp. So, and you have elk hunted in Montana. Your buddies are out elk hunting right now, I think.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And so in the archery elk camp, what are you doing? You're mountain hunting. Are you stretching? What'd you do beforehand? What are you doing during the hunt? Talk about all that.
Okay. Great, great question. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate that. I always like to remind people to start with the end in mind. In other words, it's never too late to begin to get yourself in shape for the event that you want to do. preparation time makes a huge difference. For example, when you go to Montana to backpack in, oftentimes we're, 8 days out of the vehicle, putting everything you want in a backpack, toting it all in for 8 days on the ground. And so we don't just drive out there and throw the backpack on and bounce up the mountain and have a wonderful time. It started 5 or 6 months in advance, just even with 10 or 15 minute walks at a time. Walking daily is a critical thing. Then you add your distances. You start taking more vertical. Just building up step by step. Start where you start. Don't try and take on too much at the beginning. Reward yourself for having the courage to get out there and exercise and stretch your abilities a little bit more. And take what your body gives you. Don't overdo it. As you get in better condition, building up for the season, you'll want to challenge yourself a little bit more, adding weight to a backpack, different things like that. I think Zach's doing that for this fall, aren't you already?
Are you doing that, Zach?
A little bit, yeah. I'm headed out west here in a couple weeks to go try to chase an antelope with my brother-in-law.
Cool.
So we're going to try it with our bows and see what we can do.
Yep.
Really, chiropractic care is about overall wellness, isn't it?
That's correct.
And I'm into the nutritional thing. I think that plays a role too. It's vitamin supplements. It's taking a lot of vitamin D, as I do.
I love it.
With age.
Yes.
But it's fitness, diet, vitamins, minerals. I mean, it's everything, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. It's a very holistic deal. It really is. So, in other words, I mean, it's so simple a 5-year-old should be able to understand it. If you eat right, if you get plenty of exercise, plenty of rest, play nice with others, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stay
He's
strong in your
right
faith.
At me.
Yeah, nice.
See me.
Yeah. But,
and you too, Zach.
But they write volumes of books about these things, nutrition and exercise. There are experts, people that spend their whole life, training other people on how to get fit and stay fit and how to eat right and do all this. But, what you have to do is choose from wise counsel, start where you're at, and take steps and move forward every day with a goal in mind. If you have that goal and you can work toward it, it makes it so much more attainable. So if your goal is to, drag out a nice buck during rifle season,
oh boy,
you got plenty of time to get ready. You got
sure
plenty
do.
Of time. Yep. Now, if you're an archer, you probably better be on the project.
Yeah, we're
no doubt.
Going.
So, but start where you are and build a little bit every day. So, for example, I like to coach people into stretching techniques. And I remind people that when you're a hunter, you're an athlete, or a fisherman, you're an athlete. So you want to warm up before your event, and don't forget to cool down afterwards. So a lot of people, want to show up, they sleep in 15 minutes longer than they should, they know the sunrise is coming, they get out there and they make a mad sprint to the tree stand. You know what I'm saying?
They've had a donut, they're sweating.
Yeah. Start to sweat right through their clothes.
Shed clothes.
Yeah. Yep. Then all of a sudden the temperature drops right as the sun wants to come up.
And now you're cold.
Mm-hmm.
Or the hand warmers.
Yeah. And then you want to sit there just still as a stone for 8 or 9 hours waiting for that buck to show his nose, and walk underneath you. But it's tricky to do. It gets tricky to do. So I encourage people to make sure that they set themselves up for success physically, and then make sure that your gear works with you too. It's important, to get your tree stand to fit you correctly, to get your backpack to fit you correctly, to make that duck blind set up so that you don't smash your forehead on it when you go to stand
clunk.
Up and take them.
Yeah, no doubt.
Simple stuff like that,
Yeah. Very good. Let's have some fun with this audience. Get them a rolling here. Special guest today, chatting with Dr. Kurt Kelly of Elkhorn Chiropractic, and then his son, Zach Kelly of Mahoney State Park. You can find out Mahoney State Park information online at outdoornebraska.org. And then you want to get a hold of Doc Kelly? It is online, www.elkhornchiro.com, elkhornchiro.com. By phone, the lovely Tammy at your service, 402-359-1422. And you're located, I call you like 202nd and Vets Drive, 202nd and Veterans Drive.
Yes, sir.
In Elkhorn, so
yep.
Folks know where Veterans Drive is. All right, here we go. Great Outdoor Trivia, round number one. You like the question, Zach?
I do like the question.
Here we go. We're going to play for a complete packet of Nebraska hunting information. These are the hard copies. You won't have to go even online to get any specifics. This will include the brand new 131-page Nebraska Public Lands Atlas that's just off the presses. Trivia question. And Doc, you can chime in here. The single most common cause of back injuries in hunters comes from doing what? From doing what action with game? Should I give any hints, Zach? What do you?
I think that's a pretty good question.
That's a good question. Yeah. First caller that gets it right wins the packet. We'll send it to you. Call in 402-553-1490. Chat with Dr. Kurt Kelly. 402-553-1490.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizes with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizes for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very, very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives $1 to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
It's the only poll I do well. This is Greg Wagner, Great Outdoor Radio Show. That's a crow call right there. Love having special guests to help you in your outdoor pursuits. We have Dr. Kurt Kelly of Elkhorn Chiropractic with us today. Stellar chiropractor. More questions coming for him. And then we have his son, Zach Kelly, a compatriot of mine, superintendent, one of them at Mahoney State Park near Ashland. And Zach, how proficient of a bow hunter are you? What are you practicing at, 70 yards?
Well, you know, if you shoot a 40-yard shot and you're used to shooting 70, then 40 looks giant. But
wow.
But like I said, you know, we do a lot of those 3D archery things around the Omaha metro area. And yeah. I think he only beat me once this year, right?
Even a blind squirrel finds that now.
Yeah,
you got to get lucky.
Yeah.
You got to. I did.
Agent trickery over youth and skills, Zachary.
Rough day.
Just teasing. So, are you affiliated with an archery club?
No. I go to Full Draw Archery a lot. I know those guys really well.
Kent and Deb? Good morning, Kent and Deb Caldwell.
Matt,
yeah.
Yep. Great people.
Yeah, nice folks.
Yeah. I was talking to Matt, their son, the other day, and he said,
feeling old.
Yeah, they have a ton of people coming in to shoot bows, and people are interested in the sport,
time.
So it's amazing to see all
what
these
are you
people.
Shooting? Are you shooting a Matthews? What are you shooting?
Shoot a Matthews Vertex.
I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew the brand.
Yep.
I had to put away my Matthews. I have a 10-point crossbow.
They're amazing
shoulders,
crossbows, though.
Yeah. Shoulders, Doc.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you're sheltered in the woods. That's amazing.
That's a big thing. Yep. Absolutely. Hey, we have a winner. Great Outdoor Trivia round number one of the Great Outdoor Radio Show on Boomer and Big Dog Country. And the question, if you're just joining us, single most common cause of back injuries in hunters comes from doing what action with game? And it is B. Klopp of Omaha, Nebraska. And good morning, B. Klopp from Omaha. How you doing?
Good morning.
All right. What is your educated guess, B?
You know, I'm going to go with dragging the deer.
She gets it right. Dragging a deer. B. Klopp. of Omaha gets it right. How'd you know that? Are you a deer dragger? Woohoo! Are you a deer dragger, B?
You know I'm a deer eater.
Ah, join the club. Big time. Hey, any questions or comments for Dr. Kirk Kelly, Elkhorn Chiropractic, or his son Zach Kelly, Mahoney State Park? Any questions, comments for the guys?
No, just thank you for what you do. We all appreciate you and need you. And
that's so nice to hear.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you very much.
All right. Appreciate you, B. Thanks for listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Boomer and Big Dog Country. Have a great Saturday and a better Sunday. There you go. B. Klopp, that's first-time winner. Dragging a deer.
Tough stuff.
Right now, what's rivaling falls from tree stands with accidents, as we have an aged hunting population now, there went my hand up, 58-year-old Greg Wagner, is dragging a deer causing heart problems. Talk about misaligning things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Talk about the drag of a deer.
So one of the trickiest things is that you really can't get square to it, right? And so there are different devices that you can buy. You can use your tree stand safety harness and click onto that and drag it behind you with your harness. That kind of helps you square up. But if you're just using your hands, say you get real lucky and you get a nice buck and you want to pull him out by his antlers, you should at least switch sides every 30, 50 yards so that you're not only pulling on one side all the time, right? Always shoot the deer uphill from where your truck is so that you can drag it downhill. Because that works every time. That
never
way,
happens with me, Doc.
Never
sorry
has,
about
right?
That.
It never will. But, you know.
You can, though, yeah.
Yep. Take frequent breaks. Stand up. Straighten up. Get that chest up high. Because when you drag a deer, you're leaning way forward. Twist it over to the side. That's really tricky. But use any mechanical advantage you can. If you take a nice doe, maybe take a little rope and a stick and rig it around so that her front legs are up by her head.
Oh, that's a good one.
Have you seen that trick?
Yeah.
Yep.
I forget about it.
And you can pull
those
it.
Those are tougher than the bucks. You
much
nothing
harder.
To grab on.
Fewer handles.
That's right.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good thing that can kind of save you. And then when you get it to the tailgate, if you can't get help, try to get a winch or a lever or something like that. Or
use maybe, the drain.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Done that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Get that tailgate backed up to the hillside. Pull it right down. Make it as easy. Give yourself a biomechanical advantage. Every year I see people that hurt themselves dragging a deer. And that's a good thing. Yeah.
No doubt about that. So let's get into chiropractic care. What are some of the frequently asked questions that you get at the clinic?
Frequently
we can
asked
answer
questions.
Right here that are repeated coming in to Elkhorn Chiropractic.
Oh, most of the time, you know, people are surprised to find, you know, they'll ask me if I can help them with headaches or low back pain. It surprises me how often people think they've broken something in their back. I mean, that you get an intense enough pain that they think they've either broken something or, you know, ripped a muscle or different things like that. Those are the most common questions I get. Did I tear a muscle? Did I break something? And so that tells me that, you know, that person's really hurting. Everybody comes to the clinic the first time because they're hurting. That's why they start in. And oftentimes they're surprised at what we can do to help them out. I think a lot of people would love to come in one time and have it way better. And that's not
does it
often,
work like that?
Not very
generally
often.
Does it?
Yep. We see those and those are really cool when it does happen, but that's not what we anticipate or expect. But generally speaking, we can take care of a lot of issues that get through or take a person to someone that if we need to move them down the line a little further, we can do that too.
Are there any prerequisites that one has to have before they come to see you or will you take care of those?
No prerequisites at all. Yeah, we'll take about anybody that walks into the door. Most people, like I said, come in with either neck pain, low back pain, or headache. Very commonly now, things are increasing like with shoulders. Especially among archers.
He's looking at Zach right now. Well, and me.
He's still drawing He-Man weight draws, you know what I'm
he's
saying?
He's young. You're a youngin'.
Just right over 40.
You don't have brain in the muzzle yet.
Yeah.
But absolutely. And we should point out too, most insurance companies cover chiropractic care. Is that correct?
That's true. Yep. And we participate with nearly all of them. So a lot of people want to come in and, you know, say, well, do I have any coverage? And, you know, Tammy can look all that information up, and it depends on your plan. But yeah, that's a really good benefit for a lot of people. And if they don't have insurance, we definitely deal with cash. Most chiropractic offices are that way, too.
I think it beats going under the knife to go see a chiropractor. I mean, like, seriously.
I really hope so. Some of my good friends are spine surgeons and things like that. And God bless them. They do amazing things.
They do.
And really help tremendously. But it shouldn't be your first option.
Right.
It shouldn't be your first option.
Right.
You know, you want to do chiropractic. You want to stay fit. You want to maintain your body the best you can. If we can halt things where they are and hold the line or make it improve dramatically, that's a way better outcome. Yep, for a couple reasons. A lot quicker recovery time, a lot less downtime, you know, post-surgical. We try to keep people out of there.
I have to ask you this, because I've not been to see you yet. Stay tuned.
Nice.
Of the adjustments or alignments that are made, do they hurt?
Oh, that's a perfect question. And that is a really common question that we get too. I can't tell you that it never hurts, but my goal is to make it as comfortable for you as possible. There are a ton of different chiropractic techniques that people use out there. And being a second career guy, I've studied as many as I possibly can. Super. And I try to do the job as pain-free as possible. Sometimes, though, you know, when people crawl up to the door, can't stand up straight.
Mm.
It's, you know, you start where you start, like I said earlier. And we go as easy as we can, but we got to be effective at the same time.
It beats taking pain meds.
Yes, it does. Yep. Yep.
Jeez.
Yep. And I don't begrudge people that. You know, if you need pain meds or muscle relaxants, we'll figure out, you know.
Sure.
You go to your medical doctor and get that done. But if we want to correct what caused that pain initially, that's really the value of chiropractic. You know, it's good to get pain relief, but if you can correct what caused it, people really find that their body will function much, much better. And that's the advantage chiropractic has. Without drugs or surgery, we try to get you back in control of your body in a way that maybe you've lost some ability to sense or direct what your body needs to do.
Kids, youth.
Yeah.
Probably high school football athletes, I'm guessing. Yeah. Adjustments made on youth.
Definitely so. Yep. The youngest I've done is on their way home from the hospital after delivery.
Seriously?
Or in the hospital.
Well, sure, if it's family, right?
If you're family.
Your youngin', Zach?
For sure.
Grandson? There you go.
I'll tell you, that's the best deal in the world, is having a grandchild, but yes.
Isn't
sure.
it, though?
I love it, yep.
Yep.
But we do take care of a lot of kids and a lot of young athletes, and we've really kind of been privileged to see some young athletes that have moved on to, like, NHL. And Major League Baseball.
Whoa.
Yeah, some big-time stuff. A lot of state champions and a lot of collegiate athletes. So that it's fun. So, I mean, we see a huge variety of folks. But everywhere from young athletes to my oldest one is 94 so far.
94 years young.
Yeah.
Love that.
I love it. It's cool.
Speaking with Dr. Kurt Kelly, Elkhorn Chiropractic. ElkhornChiro.com online. Phone number 359-1422 in area code 402, and they're at 202nd and Vets Drive. I'd call before you go there.
Please do.
Call in this pandemic era before you go there. And then also with us today, the son, Zach Kelly, who has to deal with me, a compatriot at Game and Parks, Mahoney State Park, one of the superintendents. Let's do a trivia. Round number two. Great outdoor trivia. Here we go. Neil Nelkin on the board. Talk about a grandpa with grandkids, that Neil Nelkin right there. I think his grandkids can outshoot me right now. I think one's like eight. There you go.
That's awesome. Nice.
Neil Nelkin. All right. Going to do another packet of that Nebraska hunting material. Hard copies for you. Get you squared away for all the seasons here in Nebraska. Include the public atlas, we will, 2020. Trivia question. Here we go. Nationwide. The hunting accidents and serious injuries related to these, it's pluralized, far outnumber the hunting mishaps related to firearms and knives. What are these? Zach, any hints? What do you think?
I think you can figure that one out. That one's
Okay. Yes.
It's in the woods, right?
It's in the woods. It's good. That's all we'll say about that right there. First caller that gets it right wins. We have one line and four sublines. Neil Nelka's going to go to them right now. 402-553-1490.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizes with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizes for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
For the very, very best in convenience, it's Cubby's. Stop in today for hot and fresh food, cold drinks, and that local spirit. And the great taste of Godfather's Pizza, with Godfather's Pizza Express inside many Cubby's stores. With every large Godfather's Pizza sold, Cubby's gives a dollar to the school district. So help Cubby's raise some dough for your schools at participating locations. Cubby's in Blair and across the land. For the Cubby's closest to you, hit Cubby's.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That's a sandhill crane. Mm. Not too bad.
I like it.
Not too bad there. Greg Wagner back with you here. Final segment. Great Outdoor Radio Show on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network and Fremont's Big Dog Country Radio Stations. Podcast coming courtesy of Nick Burris. Just after the program here, myboomerradio.com. Our show being brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska. Yes, open for upland game bird hunting in a controlled shoot area. Yes, yes. And then we have Cubby's Convenience Stores, cubbies.com. Find a location of a store near you. Serving Godfather's Pizza, Chester's Chicken. Again, cubbies.com. Then Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor Streets. We go now to Great Outdoor Trivia, round number two. We have a winner. Question, hunting accidents, serious injuries related to these far outnumber the hunting mishaps related to firearms and knives. What are these? And Zach Kelly, special guest from Mahoney State Park, gave you a hint in the woods. Also with us, Dr. Kurt Kelly, Elkhorn Chiropractic, with us today. His extensive fish and wildlife background and obviously chiropractic background. Mm. We're going to go now to the winner. And Neil Nelkin on the board there, the Dean of Nebraska Radio. We go to Pat Scott. Good morning, Pat Scott. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. What is your best guess, sir?
I'm going to go with tree stand accidents.
You got it. Tree stands, nice tree part. Stand accidents. Nice. Very good. Are you a bow hunter, Mr. Scott?
Not a bow hunter, no, but I have taken a tumble from a tree stand or two. Hmm.
There goes my hand up again, darn it. But I think, unfortunately, we all have. And we'll talk to Dr. Kurt about that. Any questions or comments for our guest today?
No, enjoying the show. It's a good one this morning.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate you listening to us. Are you listening on Boomer or Big Dog?
Boomer.
What station? Curious.
1490 AM.
All right. Thank you. 1490 AM on the dial. Appreciate you and have a great weekend, buddy.
Well done.
Yes.
You guys, thanks.
All right. So, tree stands. Mm. Tree stand safety harness, fall restraint system. Both of you need to talk about this. I never wore one until about 7 years ago.
Ooh.
Because I was hanging off a ladder stand, looking down at the trees that I had trimmed that were going to impale me.
Yeah. No.
I got a lecture from Rich Bergen on that. And oh, yeah. So I'm telling you, Three points of contact, safety harness, fall restraint system. Doc, talk about
always, always, always. You can always never be too safe with a tree stand. Be very intentional. Like you said, 3 points of contact. 2 feet in a hand, 2 hands in a foot. Always keep 3 points of contact. Always keep yourself attached to that tree some way so that if you fall, and don't give yourself so much slack that you're going to yank yourself to a screeching halt at the end of it, right?
Yeah.
Always, always step down onto your tree stand platform.
Ah.
Yes.
Yes.
Make enough steps and handholds and grips that you don't have to search for one. Every time you get a chance, you know, use more steps. They're what, $3 a piece, something like that, if you're using screw-ins or sticks. Buy one more segment. Make it easy on yourself. Always make it easy. Don't make a challenge. I don't want to see anybody doing a chin-up to try and pull themselves into their tree stand, you know?
That's what I had to do.
Yep. Yep.
Not good. Not good. I was sweating bullets.
Right? So a little tradition we have in our family is that when we get to the tree stand, we text, and then when we get locked on, we text again, right? And then we always text again, down safe.
Another helpful hint.
Absolutely.
Big time.
People know where you're going. They know when you expect to be down from the tree. And so it's a little accountability.
For sure.
Yep. Zach started that one for us. That was
cool. Good, Zach.
Cool little deal.
Zach, tree stand safety harness.
Always clip in, especially when you're hanging that tree stand. I think that's the time that's like, oh, I'm just hanging it. You know, I don't need to be clipped in, but that's the big one. They make a lot of cool stuff today to keep you secured onto that tree.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. An investment in your life.
Don't be shy and bring in a ladder to help you hang the tree stand. Get a buddy along. A little pulley that you can screw into the tree to pull things up, right? Trying to carry the tree stand up, that's bad play, man. Rough stuff.
Yep. I hunt from ladder stands exclusively just because...
Smart way to go.
Yeah, I'm old and getting a little long in the tooth there and tough on the bod, so I'm using ladder stands.
That's a good method. Very good method.
I lean mine a little, too. I lean them a little. You can't find straight trees in Nebraska, hardly. But minor lean. So on my back?
Yep.
So I'm leaning back with the back.
Hate that idea.
Doc, is that bad?
Well, if
shouldn't
you
be doing that, should I?
I want you to be as comfortable in your tree stand as you can possibly get, because you need to be still in a tree stand, right?
Right. I'm using 2-person tree stands for one guy, so I can move around a little.
A little.
Put my legs up. Is that all right?
Get a little motion in it. Okay. That's good when you can get away with it, right?
Okay,
you don't want to be up there, you know. You know, disco dancing, right?
Yep. Zach's saying you're moving too much wagon. Probably.
So, but if you can get that tree stand as level as possible, that's better for your back.
Okay.
Every year I have people that come in and they've sat their tree stand. They were, you know, really looking forward to their hunt, and they come back early from a hunt because they can't set it the second day. They're all jacked up. It's been unlevel, either too far forward, tilted to the side. Yes. Yeah. All those things are problems. But, you don't want to get injuries that way. But falling is a really, really bad practice. Every year, that's a top fatality producer. And I've known people who have unfortunately really limited their ability to do things through paralysis, you know, from being falling out of a tree stand.
Yeah. Long time, God rest his soul, Lyle Albury from Gretna, the former mayor. Lyle fell out of a tree stand on the Elkhorn River years and years ago, paralyzed from the chest down.
Yep.
Laid there while coyotes circled him in a sleet storm. Unbelievable. And this is before cell phones and everything.
Right, right.
Yep, it was a homemade tree stand. Imagine that. Slick boards.
Wow. You know, and we've all done stupid stuff.
I'm the first to admit it.
It was terrible. I climbed a cottonwood tree with my hands. And I stood up there with my blue jeans and a camo t-shirt.
Yeah,
right. Shot a deer and climbed down. I was shaking so hard I could barely climb down out of the tree. But you know, that was ignorance. I didn't know any better. But now we know better.
Now we know better.
Yep.
No excuses.
That's true.
Of the other outdoor injuries, Doc Kelly, that you treat with just short time here, outdoor injuries, what are they? I wonder if you see a lot of people that their backpacks are too heavy, or their mountain bikers getting the pounding on some of Zach's trails at Mahoney, or maybe those at Platte River.
Yeah.
Yep. Those things happen quite a bit. Yep. I'm seeing quite a few, you know, people that injure an ankle. That's a surprise to me, but mostly it's low back. It's low back. You know, people try to do too much for too
long. Lifting, pulling.
Yep. trying to do things, you know, the macho way. Instead of taking two trips, they try to load everything in one.
Oh, God, I'll grab the end of that couch.
And I hate to say it this way, but long rides. Long rides are a killer. 16-hour trips in the vehicle. Break it up. Hydrate more than you think you need to. Hydrate.
There you go. All right. Very well put. Dr. Kurt Kelly, Elkhorn Chiropractic. 202nd and Vets Drive in Elkhorn. ElkhornChiro.com by phone. 402-359-1422. Thank you very much for being here.
Oh, it's been a blast.
Zach, thank you.
Thank you.
Zach Kelly, Mahoney State Park.
Yeah.
Phone number 402-944-2523.
Got it.
Online at OutdoorNebraska.org. And I think you guys have your own Facebook page as well.
Yes, we do.
And it's really superb. Keep doing a bang-up job. Thank you both for being here. I hope you'll come back.
We will.
Love to. Love to.
All right. Thanks, you. And I wish you all the best weekend of the great outdoors. Stay safe. We'll talk at you next week. I'm Greg Wagner.